Live team coverage continues at TPC Sawgrass. Rich Jones along with Gina Gondek. And the story that I love to tell every year that we're here at the Players is the thousands of volunteers. Yes, there are paid individuals who are part of the PGA Tour and TPC Sawgrass. We were visiting with Jeff Plotz, the director of the golf course operations. But I think it's really special to hear from the people who give up their entire week to be here and make the experience great for the players and for the fans. John Mason, you just got a pin. What does that pin say there, Mr. Mason?
It says 45 years.
45 years! That's phenomenal. That's awesome.
So what got you first interested in wanting to volunteer out here in the first place all those years ago?
I got transferred down here, down to Jacksonville from the Prudential in 1978, and they were looking for volunteers to man a hole at Prudential semi-sponsored over on Sawgrass, and I gave under the transfer plan I was stuck here. I couldn't go home that weekend, so I gave them Friday as a regular day. I work Saturday and Sunday, and unless I've been forced to, I haven't missed a day since. There have been times that I've been forced to, but
How has it changed? I mean, obviously this is a 40th year here at TPC Sawgrass, the stadium course, but how has the event changed?
A lot more prestige, a lot more emphasis on any number of things. Crowds are bigger, areas tend to get smaller. You pack more people into tighter spaces because space is used for venues and other things.
Yeah. And John, can you kind of explain what's your team that you're working with this year?
I'm part of a two-person group. We're responsible for player evacuation. We have staged vans. We have 16 staged vans out on the golf course. Mm-hmm. And if the decision is made to blow the horn and suspend play, then those vans are available first as a hold in place, if that's what the decision is, and second to bring everybody back into the to the clubhouse.
And I know yesterday during the concert we saw actually on the big screens inclement weather possible today. So
yes.
How it kind of works with monitoring that and being aware of what precautions might have to be taken.
They have an on-site weather person here who has radar, has electrical monitoring equipment, and he doesn't make the call, but he does. He alerts the chief referee if there's a problem, and chief referee makes a decision to either suspend and hold or suspend and bring him in. In which case, we bring him in and take him back out again if weather permits.
If the weather turns pretty bad, where do fans go? Are there specific designated areas?
This year, they're making an emphasis that if there is lightning and it's that dangerous, all of the temporary facilities around here, all the tents, all are closed.
Okay.
And that's because they're not grounded. They're not lightning safe.
So you really got to head back to your car.
You really got to head back to your car.
Well, we'll hope that that's not the case.
Yeah.
We'll hope that the rain and thunderstorm threat is all around Ponte Vedra Beach and not specifically here, and that it's a phenomenal event. Thank you for giving of your time to us this morning and for 45 years here at TPC Sawgrass. That's great. We're visiting with John Mason, 45-year volunteer and part of the Player Evacuation Committee on Jacksonville's Morning News, 752.